The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm here with my co-host and husband, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How you doing today?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Very good, thank you.
And also a fellow realtor. We can't forget that title, right?
Yes.
We have with us today, we're excited about this topic. We haven't had this topic on this radio show ever, Deb Hoken. Owner of Retro Chic Home Decor and Accessories. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here with us.
Thank you.
We're here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30, where we cover various real estate topics. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been listing, selling, and appraising real estate for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or you can give us a call at 570-344-6724. And when you're at jruddy.com, click on the Dunmore Corners live webcam tab and see what's going on at the corners. We get 10,000 hits a month on that camera.
I know. You're amazed by that. And I like to check it out when the weather starts to get frightful, because it's a good, it gives you a good idea of what's happening on the main roads. View our listings, search the MLS listings, and listen to archive radio shows by going to jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, which is also mobile friendly. Look us up on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and YouTube. And if you don't want to call us or email us regarding a topic, send me a tweet at Jackie Ruddy, J-A-C-K-I-E-R-U-D-D-Y. We'd love to hear what you want to hear about. Okay, Deb Hoken, owner of Retro Chic Home Decor and Accessories. Tell me about you, your background, and why you do this exciting, fun, artistic stuff.
Well, I'm the owner, business owner, and I've been doing it for almost 2.5 years now. My booth is located at Ananan Marketplace on 518 Lackawanna Avenue in downtown Scranton. And again, do repurposing, vintage, and also handmade items for home and office.
Okay. Ananan is a store.
Yes.
Okay. And it offers vintage items. There's many vendors. You are one of them.
That is correct. There are 18 vendors at Ananan, and most of the vendors are vintage. However, they do have handmade items such as jewelry, pottery, other items for home. And and repurposing, I like I said, I do the repurposing. So there's not too many vendors there that do repurposing. There are a vendor or two that do refurbishing of larger pieces of furniture. But I typically stick to the smaller.
Okay. So let's talk about, because you're here today, we're going to talk about repurposing.
Yes.
All right. What is repurposing?
It's taking something, an item perhaps, that may have had a life ago or something.
A purpose.
Yes. Or something that has been, used for something else, and then you redesign it to be something new.
Completely different.
And it's an artistic way, you're right, of a creative way of looking at something. How could I use this in another way that would be purposeful and useful? Mostly, again, in my case, for home.
Okay, so you do lots of different accessories for home or office.
Yes.
Okay, and you like to, what's your style?
Style is mostly, I would say, rustic. I like to work with a lot of wood, barn wood in particular. I also like brass, such as, brass, hinges, doorknobs, something that is hardware.
Okay, and you do you, if I was to come to your store, mm-hmm. and see the items that you have, mm-hmm. and now is the holidays.
Yes.
So do you do seasonal items?
I do.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about those items that you offer at this time of year.
Well, one of the things that I've had a lot of success with, and it takes a lot of time to collect them, that is ornament wreaths. And that is, I take vintage ornaments and I create a wreath out of the vintage ornaments. So they can be different color schemes, different styles. That seems to be very popular. I'm trying to think what else I might have that would be Christmassy. Oh, you know what I do? Take wine corks, and I've made angel ornaments out of the corks. So again, smaller items, but you know, people love them. I've also done ornaments made from clothespins, where you take the clothespins apart, you arrange them into the shape of a snowflake ornament, glue them together, perhaps stain them if necessary, and that's also something that I've done.
So it sounds like you offer very different and unique items. Nothing you do is mass produced. So you do individual pieces.
I do, yes. And again, it's always limited by what I can find and or be inspired by.
Okay. Now, if someone's to call you because they want to bring in a new look, do they have to redesign their home, their whole house? Do they have to throw out all their furniture and start anew? How do you work your style into somebody's home that wants to update, refresh, give it a new look?
Right. So to answer your question, no, I don't believe that somebody has to totally revamp and throw everything out and start anew. Usually it's just about perhaps groupings, switching up, items, looking at maybe color schemes, putting them together, complementary color schemes, adding something to a wall, taking something away from a wall, adding a lamp, changing a lampshade, things like that are very, easy to do and inexpensive. And that's why I think part of my style is I like to keep it inexpensive, but yet interesting. So, working in what you have, perhaps taking something, like I said, repurposed and redesigning it and adding it in as a new item, but repurposed. And definitely a mix and match. I've always done new with old. And again, that's something that, it has to, for me, it has to be a certain look to it that would work.
Well, you don't want something to stick out like a sore thumb. No. So it is important that it blends.
Yes.
And sometimes old doesn't always go with new, but you find the way to make it work.
Yes. And it could be, I'm thinking of a piece that I have in my house. It's just a little Victorian nightstand. And all I simply did was I swapped out the doorknobs, visit a hardware store, a craft store, sell very interesting, inexpensive doorknobs. And you replace those out with the old ones and it looks different and new and updated.
Okay. With us today is Deb Hoken, owner of Retro Chic Home Decor and Accessories. How does someone get in touch with you, please?
Yes, there are several ways in which you can reach me by Facebook. Our Facebook page is www.facebook.com/oneofakindretrochic. I'm also available by email at dhokien@hotmail.com or by phone 570-947-1269.
And anybody can visit you anytime and all the other vendors down at On and On, and that's located at
518 Lackawanna Avenue in downtown Scranton.
And what are the hours, please?
Yes, Tuesday through Friday, open 11:30 a.m. till 7 p.m. and Saturdays noon till 5.
Okay. So they probably have a lot of nice, interesting gifts. If anybody's out there looking to that last minute purchase, that Christmas purchase, stop down to On and On. Maybe you get some good ideas for the home yourself. You want to buy yourself a Christmas gift. I'm all for that.
Forget about it. Forget that address, okay?
I like the sounds of the jewelry, too.
You got a big smile on your face through this whole thing.
It sounds so fun. It really does. Well, I don't have the time to do anything that Deb does. I really don't. So I'm the type of person that either needs to go somewhere, run into you at a craft fair, mm-hmm. or go to your store and find that item. And I know that I could probably
spend the whole afternoon there.
Well, that and more, and spend a lot of money, too. I'll take your credit card.
Do you take credit cards?
Yes.
Oh, God. We're in trouble.
Yeah. But no, seriously, but this is just like, I know they're popping up all over the place, mm-hmm. and you see a lot on Pinterest. That's, mm-hmm. right. a place that everybody likes to go to today. And there's lots of nifty things that people do with things that I would think you can just, you throw away, like old windows, old doors, pallets.
That's gold. That's gold for her, that stuff.
Tell me what you can do with the pallet.
Oh, you can make a beautiful American flag, and it's nice and big, so you can either put it outside your yard, which I've seen people have displayed, or you can put it on a nice wall backdrop near a fireplace, or if you have a bigger wall, perhaps maybe even over a sofa, it would look really, really nice, and you can make it as new or as rustic as you like.
So you can bring it indoors, use it in the home, you can use it outdoors, yes. you can use it in the front of your house.
Mm-hmm.
And be patriotic, or you can put it on your patio in the back of the house or on the deck just to dress up, as you're sitting out there Memorial Day, Labor Day, 4th of July, and having those cookouts.
Right.
Okay.
And for me, it's, I've gone through a number of U.S. flags just because of the wind and the rain and the weather, and so it's nice because that wood will last for a long, long time.
So what do? You have to, you paint it, and you just...
Well, you have to disassemble it. So again, I think part of what I'd like to, tell the audience listening here is that most of what I do is simple. Hammer, nails, maybe a handsaw, and a drill. Beyond that, I would probably not venture into bigger, items or more, I would say, advanced projects. But simple, taking apart the pallet, removing nails and then realigning them so that they, are in closer together, because a pallet will have bigger spaces within them. And so just moving those boards together and securing them on the back side. And then, your mind is your own, and you're creating things that are looking beautiful based on, what color you might want to do it. You can look at different types of, for the stars, you can paint them on, you can, buy little stars to put on through nails, gluing, whatever. So there's a lot of options
that you can do.
Exactly.
Okay, so tell me about old windows. A lot of people mm-hmm. replace their windows, take the old windows, put them curbside.
Yes.
What can you do? What can an old window mm-hmm. be used as, other than a window?
Right. A wall hanging. Beautiful wall hangings. And again, I've done one where it was more of a Christmas theme. So visiting your favorite fabric store, you can get fabric pretty cheaply. I've sort of gravitated toward a more lacy, vintagey looking fabric. Glued that fabric to the back side of the window. Of course, after,
it's been scraped and cleaned.
Oh, I was just going to say, a lot of scraping, a lot of sanding by hand, and also my little handy-dandy sander. I also find that the brass on the older windows are just gorgeous. And, of course, they all painted them, of course. And so, stripping the brass and cleaning it, and then reassembling those, hinges or... the hooks that close the windows back onto the window. Gluing, as I said, gluing the backside with the fabric, stretching it so that it's nice and tight, of course. You don't want it to be sagging. And then, again, it's all about creativity and what's available. So for this particular piece that I did, the window itself, when I sanded it down, was, it definitely looked shabby chic. In style, it was blue undertones with a white paint on top, so it was really pretty. So I did I gathered some yard sticks from my yard and made a square wreath out of the sticks, and just by, you know, using some twine, I created a frame for the window, and I put the wreath in it, and then, you know, added some holly berries and some more decorations in terms of Christmas, and that's how the window was. So I like to keep it as original as and as simple as I can, but yet adding those special touches for the holidays.
Sounds beautiful. Very good.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we're headed towards a break. Before we go, Pat, would you like to review a listing,
yes,
please?
Yes, we have a huge six-bedroom, two-bath home at 1120 Fisk Street in Scranton for only $95,000. This building was a two-unit, and it still has their kitchen on the second floor. The home is close to Marywood University. It has hardwood floors, an enclosed front porch, and a huge three-car garage. That's a six-bedroom, two-bath home with a three-car garage at 1120 Fisk Street, close to Marywood University, for only $95,000. And that's listed by Edward Ruddy and Aaron Pierce of our office.
Thank you. Nearly one-third of adults aged 18 to 34 are living at home these days, the highest percentage it has been in modern history. Some states are seeing it much more frequently than others. In Pennsylvania, more than one-third, that's 34% of 18 to 34-year-olds are living in their parents' home. And that's an increase of 7% since 2000. New Jersey has the highest percentage of young adults still living at home. In New Jersey, it's 43.9% reported living at home. Connecticut was second with 38.8%, followed by New York with 37.4%.
It's because of rent so expensive.
There you go. And it's going on to tell us that. In New York City and surrounding states, scarce and expensive rental housing is a major factor. And that's pushing young adults to return home. And the increasing cost of homes is also a factor. So they not only can't afford the rent, they can't afford to purchase either. So they, and then they're usually... They usually have student loan debt.
Right, they're
okay,
burdened with that.
So they're burdened with that on top of everything else. So they stay at home, and they're also struggling to find good jobs. Good employment is hard to find out there. On the other end of the spectrum, young adults in North Dakota were less likely to live at home. Only 15.6% lived at home. Wyoming wasn't far behind at 18.7%, and that's followed by South Dakota with only 19.7% staying at home. Where are you from?
I'm from Dunmore.
No, where were you born and raised?
Brooklyn, New York. Uh-huh. New York.
And how old were you when you left?
Oh, I don't know. I was in and out. There was periods I would, I had gone out and gone back. So, yeah.
Yeah, you were one of those that returned home people. Yeah. Okay, we're headed towards a break. Please stay with the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. We'll be right back after a very brief break. In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jready.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. We're back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor, Pat Devaney.
How you doing today?
Excellent. How are you?
I think you're loving this.
I'm going to go spend some money.
I
serious
know, which
money.
Is, yeah. You're making me nervous.
I'm going to go have fun. You want to go to a car show? Go to your car show.
Go to a car auction.
All right. Go to a car auction. I'm going to go to On and On. With us today is Deb Hoken, owner of Retro Chic Home Decor and Accessories. Can you tell me about what you do, where you're located, and how someone can get in touch with you, please?
Yes. So we are located at On and On Marketplace, which is a vendor shop store down in downtown Scranton. It's on 518 Lackawanna Avenue. And I'm a vendor, a booth. I have booth number 11 at On and On. And my specialty is handmade, repurposed, and
vintage.
Yes, vintage items for home and office. And to get in touch with me, we have a Facebook page. It's www.facebook.com/oneofakindretrochic. Also by email, dhokien@hotmail.com. And by cell phone, 570-947-1269.
Okay, so we're talking about repurposing old and creating a new type of
thing out of something very old.
Right.
Yes.
That we were talking about during the break. You want me to talk about that or you want to? Go ahead.
All right. So we were talking about old windows, old doors, uses of. I've also seen some old doors transform into full-length mirrors.
Yes. Beautiful.
And I think that's a nifty idea, mm-hmm. taking the panel out of the middle of the door and putting a mirror. Mm-hmm. And I think, Pat, even someone like you can do that, and you're not that creative.
Just tell me what to do. I can pretty much do it. We were in Manhattan. We were on the Upper West Side, and we were sitting at this burger joint, which is about as big as a phone booth, and we were actually sitting at the bar, and what they had was the old steel casement windows, and they had taken out all the glass, and they had replaced each pane of glass with a mirror.
Nice.
So we're looking at it, and I'm like, boy, that's a nice mirror. And then we recognized what it was that they had, mm-hmm. they repurposed it.
They repurposed it, yeah. So it's big. It's a big thing now. We're seeing people transform light fixtures, mm-hmm. using things that we would never even, ever. I know I would never even dream of.
Right.
Like mason jars.
Yes, exactly. That's very popular now. Also, I've seen on a show where they took an old wheel, hubcap, if you will, and was able to make a lighting fixture out of that. I mean, just really interesting things, items, you know, that you can do for lighting.
In my research and mm-hmm. as I was reading through things and looking through things for this show, I saw an old bicycle wheel transformed into a clock.
Oh, there you go.
Or this would be great for, you know, college students in dorms. I've seen tennis rackets and they've replaced the inside of the tennis racket with a mirror and then they've put it up on a wall.
Nice. I have to give you a real quick tip too. I've taken old mirrors or, you know, mirrors that I no longer use, and you just buy the chalkboard spray paint can and you tape off the frame and you spray paint it, and then you have this beautiful chalkboard which you can use in the kitchen, bedroom, entranceway. Very easy to do, but looks really nice.
Nice. Okay, great tip. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
How about sleds or sleighs at this time of year? We're thinking about snow. It's the holidays.
Yes.
An old sled, an old sleigh. You have seen them transformed?
I have. The trick, of course, is to find them. And usually it's, you know, a yard sale, perhaps, a house sale. Very rarely, I think, now would you find them out by the curbside, which, as we were talking earlier, I do like to, you know, I call myself a picker. If somebody has it on the curbside, I will pick it up if I can repurpose it. But the sleds are, you know, typically something that I would find at a yard sale, or like I said, a house sale. And for the most part, you know, the sleds are going to be in great condition. The funny thing, too, is, you know, as you start to clean it off, because a lot of them will have cobwebs. And, you know, I've also found that you have to replace the actual, you know, string that, you know, was used to steer the sled, because they're, again, they're aged and they're dry rotted, and again, they typically are not in good shape. But your local hardware store, you know, you can find some nice twine, heavy twine, they can replace them. So that's pretty easy. It's a little tricky to string the twine through the opening and the holes of the sled. But with a little patience and a little ingenuity, you can get those done. And again, it adds breathes new life into the older sleds. But what I was about to say is, as I'm cleaning off the sleds and, just simple soap and water, it doesn't take much to, make them look pretty again. Like I said, because most of them will have dirt and some, cobwebs and stuff like that, because they've been stored in basements or garages. But the nice thing is, when I'm cleaning them off and I turn them around and I see the family name and the address of where the sled was from, it's kind of interesting. It's very, nostalgic, if you will. So they really make a nice, nice addition to a front porch for decoration. Perhaps, even if you have a lamppost and you want to, prop it up against a lamppost, that looks really nice. I've done, ones where I've put just a nice green wreath. You could, go artificial, or you can go new in terms of, in terms of making a wreath. I've decorated with lights or without lights. And so it's just a really nice, easy way to bring that nostalgic, Christmas look to a front porch or, entranceway in a home. I've also seen it, and I haven't done it myself, but it looks very interesting. Instead of, using the front of the sled for your, redecorating, if you turn the sled around so that the runners are facing the front of you, I've actually seen where people have cut boards and put boards in between those runners and use them as shelving. And again, either decorating it for Christmas or perhaps using it, next to a fireplace. And it doesn't necessarily have to be holiday. So it's a nice and easy way to make a shelving unit out of an old sled.
Nice. Interesting. Would never, ever think about that. Would you?
No. And I just came across two of them. I'm not telling you where they are either. They're safe.
I'll find them. All right. Deb Hogan, owner of Retro Chic Home Decor and Accessories. Once again, your contact information, where you're located, and your phone number, please.
Yes, we're located at On and On Marketplace. It's a multi-vendor place on Lackawanna Avenue, 518 Lackawanna Avenue in downtown Scranton. You can reach me through my Facebook page, which is www.facebook.com/oneofakindretrochic. By email, dhokien@hotmail.com, or by phone, 570-947-1269.
Thank you, Deb.
Thank you.
Pat?
Yes, we have a great starter home. It's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath home at 208 Whitmore Avenue in Mayfield for only $77,000. This home has vinyl siding, replacement windows, a covered front porch, and low taxes of only $1,575 a year. And it is close to the KC Highway and Business Route 6. That's a 3-bedroom, 2-bath home at 208 Whitmore Avenue in Mayfield for only $77,000. And that's listed by Sam Shelter of our office.
Okay, thanks. Cities in Pennsylvania have benefited from an increase in home flipping. House flipping increased 20% in the first quarter of 2016 across the country compared to the last quarter of 2015. And this is according to the recent report by Realty Track. In the U.S., 6.6% of all single-family home and condo sales were flips. Now, a flip is when an investor purchases something, a property, puts money into it, turns around, and sells it. Okay. East Stroudsburg was the market with the highest average gross flipping return on investment with 212%. Reading followed with 136%. Pittsburgh took third place with almost 127%. Philadelphia was also mentioned for having a higher average gross flipping return on investment with 104%. After a slump in 2014, home flipping has gained steam. last year in half, and it can be attributed to low interest rates and a shortage of housing inventory for flippers to compete against. Responsible home flipping is helpful for a housing market, but excessive and irresponsible flipping activity can contribute to a home price pressure cooker, and we've seen that happen, haven't we?
Yes. The bubble?
Yes. Home flippers appear to be acting rationally and responsibly. Home flipped in the first quarter have averaged gross profit of $58,000, which is the highest average gross flipping profit since the fourth quarter of 2005. So that's some good news. Remember to tune in next Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. to listen to more of the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM The Talker. Have a great week.